get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Vic and Sade are brought to you by Procter & Gamble, the makers of the famous granulated speed soap, Dash. That's D-A-S-H, Dash. Now a better soap that saves you cash. Say, I wonder if you're a doubting Thomas as far as wash day soaps are concerned. Is it hard for you to believe that there is a wash day soap that's now a better soap, and still it costs you less? Well, if that's how you figure it, it's high time you tried the famous granulated speed soap, Dash. For today's Dash is definitely a better soap, and it does save you cash. But naturally, you want to know why Dash is better. Well, that's easy. Today's Dash is better because it piles up more hard-working, long-lasting suds. And I'm sure I don't need to remind you that when your tub or washer is fairly dancing with busy suds, it's not going to be so hard to get your washables clean. And with all those suds at work, it'll be a lot quicker, too. In almost no time, you'll have sheets and towels so dazzling white, they're a joy to see. And, of course, your colored washables will be especially pretty sight, for Dash is a safe soap to use for colored washables. Oh, Dash is a better soap, all right, and yet, remember, it also saves you cash. Yes, Dash saves you cash because you get more soap for your money. Up to 9 more ounces of soap are crammed into each package of Dash. To prove it, just lift a package of Dash at the store and then feel how much heavier it is than other leading granulated soaps. That's why, ounce for ounce, Dash costs up to 20% less, a savings of up to 20 cents on every dollar you spend for wash day soap. So, try Dash on your very next wash day. Remember, Dash is now a better soap, and it saves you cash. Now, back to Vic and Sade. Well, sir, it lacks about a quarter of an hour of being 1 o'clock in the afternoon as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here on the front porch, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Good. Our friends are swinging gently in the swing, and Sade seems to be concluding the reading of a letter from her sister, Bess.
With winter just around the corner and all. Well, maid, I guess this is enough for now. I must go and put the potatoes on for supper, or my family will go hungry. Ha-ha. Tell Vic and Russell hello and wish they would both drop us a line sometime. And you write too, mate, when you find time. Well, we'll close. Love to all, your sister Beth. Did you know that Mr. McFratcher she talks about? I think I remember him. Small little man.
Well, Dr. Sleet, I expect I better start strolling down to the office.
No.
Bring in the living for my loved ones.
Sure, I remember Mr. McFratcher. He had several gold teeth in front. Leaving?
Might as well, I guess.
I don't think it's much past 12:30.
Oh, well, if I linger, I might fall asleep.
Going away myself after a bit.
Huh?
Miss Trogle and me are taking the bus out on Oakland Avenue and call on Miss Shill.
Convey to Miss Shill the intense love and profound respect of old Vic Gook.
Miss Shill's been poorly.
Convey to Miss Shill old Vic Gook's passionate hopes and eager prayers for an early recovery.
It's not a thing to make fun of.
I'm not making fun. Well, Mr. Hoosh, I'll see you later, if not sooner. Ta-ta.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, say, if you think of it, stop past Empson's on your way home and get a pair of brown shoelaces.
Oh, thunder, Sade.
You've been going around that little errand for over a month now. Brown shoelaces, don't forget.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, kiddo.
Oh, say, Vic.
Yeah?
I just remembered what it was I was going to tell you.
What?
Come back.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
It just popped into my head. I knew it would sooner or later.
What's the matter with your voice? Speak up.
Mr. Donahue.
What?
Mr. Donahue.
What about him?
Just remembered he's asleep next door. He got both bedroom windows raised clear to the top.
Did you call me back to put me privy to that spicy intelligence?
No, but I wasn't going to holler and scream and wake him up. He got in off in a Kansas City freight drag at 11 o'clock this morning, and he's worn to a frazzle. Hope our other conversation never disturbed him. Seems to me we were talking pretty loud.
I was halfway down to the office. Why did you call me back?
It popped in my head what I wanted to tell you.
What did you want to tell me, Sadie?
That business I was trying to recollect when we were at the dinner table.
Well, tell old Vic. Tell old Vic. Old Vic wants to go to the office.
It was Mr. Herder down in Herder's Music Store that telephoned this morning.
Oh? Who do you want?
Well, I'm really not sure.
Oh, my.
Well, see, he's a very elderly gentleman to begin with, and something seems to be wrong with his teeth. Maybe there are new ones or something. Because it sounded like he was kind of halfway chewing his words, and
Well, that's mighty interesting, and I'm glad you called me back.
Here's all the sense I could make out of what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. V.R. Gook, or somebody speaking for V.R. Gook, called up his store a week or so ago and inquired about some musical do-funny that he didn't carry in stock. He said he looked in all the catalogs and couldn't find anything like the musical instrument that was described to him.
I know all about it, kiddo. He gave the same message to Miss Hammersweet when he telephoned the office this morning. I was down checking some dope in the boxing department. It's nothing.
Well, I asked him to repeat the name of the do-funny so many times, I finally didn't have the nerve to ask him a single other time and hung up still not knowing. Sounded like a set of booted swiveler run-down limes.
That's pretty close.
Is it?
Rattle it off again.
Set of booted swiveler run-down limes.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Well, what really is it, for goodness sake?
Set of muted silver moonbeam chimes.
What?
It's a musical instrument. Muted silver moonbeam chimes.
What did you want with anything like that?
Nothing. It was just some trivial junk they hashed up down at the office.
Trivial junk? Who hashed up down at the office?
Oh, just nonsense. I'd completely forgotten it.
Large trash?
What?
Why are you so excited and happy all of a sudden?
Excited and happy?
Oh, yes. I simply inquire if you've been thinking about buying a musical instrument in connection with some of your large trash, and you shout quite at me with your eyes sparkling and your lip quivering as if somebody'd handed you $40.
Oh, Sanders, Zade, we're talking like halfway. Well, look, I got to beat it.
You were looking for a musical instrument in connection with large trash?
No, this is just office foolishness. I'd completely forgotten about it. Oh, hey, speaking of their lodge, did my lodge magazine come this morning?
You'd have seen it if it had.
No, but sometimes I miss it.
Your lodge magazine come just last week. It's not time for it again for months.
Oh, that's right. Well, hey, look at me loitering store here. I'll never get to work. Goodbye, Katie, anyway.
Come to think of it, Mr. Herder said it was a young lady did the inquiring.
Young lady? Inquiring?
About the muted silver moonbeam chime.
Oh, that.
Miss Hammersweet, huh?
Miss Hammersweet, huh?
Was it Miss Hammersweet who telephoned Herder's music store and asked after a set of muted silver moonbeam chimes?
Oh, kiddo, what are you driving at?
Oh, I don't know.
See you, though. Well, I'm off. Goodbye.
Well, was it Miss Hammersweet that called up for you to ask after muted silver moonbeam chimes?
Kiddo, you're incorrigible. I refuse to continue this tradition.
Well, I'll tell you what's in my mind, Vic, if you're interested. Sit down.
I got to go to the office.
Well, but it's not even a quarter to one yet. Sit down.
No, you just want to run me through some third degree and question
I'll
me.
I'll tell you what's in my mind, and if I'm wrong, you can tell me so and have a good laugh.
I better go to the office.
When you said muted silver moonbeam chimes, something in my brain connected the name up with another name.
What name was that?
Lolita DiRienzi.
Yeah?
Well, I'm not mad or anything, Vic. I just got curiosity like anybody else. Doesn't Lolita DiRienzi play a do-funny called the tropical guitar?
Yes.
I remembered that, see? And when you said muted silver moonbeam chimes, it made me think of tropical guitar.
Uh-huh.
That was all.
I'm going down to the office now.
All right. Goodbye.
You're wrong on one thing. Wasn't Lolita DiRienzi the telephone Herder's music store?
Oh, wasn't it?
No.
Miss Hammersweet, hmm?
No.
Oh, of course, Miss, whatchamafunny, Pom-Pom. Mm. It was Pom-Pom Boodly-Boo, Cordova. Mm. Wasn't it Pom-Pom Cordova that called Mr. Herder in at the music store?
Yes.
And what does she play? What does Pom-Pom Cordova play?
Caribbean Dream Float.
What?
Caribbean Dream Float.
Oh, of course, sure. The girls play duets, don't they? Lolita on the tropical guitar and Pom-Pom on the Caribbean Dream Float.
I'm going to the office.
Yes, I bet it is 1 o'clock by now.
Oh, God, I tell you, what happened was simply this.
I know what happened. You and the rest of the kids were hanging around the telephone switchboard waiting for the whistle to blow, and everybody was laughing and talking and jollying back.
May I tell this, please?
Sure, tell it.
Mr. Rienzi and Miss Cordova were discussing...
Kids, was that the telephone switchboard?
Yes.
All you kids were skulking around waiting for the whistle to blow?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I was just curious.
Mr. Rienzi and Miss Cordova got to discussing music like they often do, and one of them, in a spirited jolly bander, said,
Mr. Gook, why don't you learn to play?
What?
Mr. Gook, why don't you learn to play? See, I remember a couple years ago they were interested in you getting the musical instrument and rendering selections with them.
That was the idea of this trip. I said, Mr. Gook, why don't you learn to play?
We could render selections together. What else did the kids say? Please play Muted Silver Moonbeam Chimes?
I guess Pom Pom Cordova, carrying out the joke, actually telephoned old man Hurdy there in the music store and asked about a set of Muted Silver Moonbeam Chimes.
He hasn't got any.
Wouldn't want any if he did have any.
Muted Silver Moonbeam Chimes.
Huh?
It would sound pretty, I bet. Three nice musicians playing soft music. Miss Lolita D. Rienzi on the tropical guitar, Miss Pom Pom Cordova on the Caribbean dream flute, and Mr. Victor Gook on the Muted Silver Moonbeam Chimes. That's sweet music.
I'm going down to the office.
What?
I am going down to the office.
Yes, do. I bet the kids are waiting for you.
Concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. You'd never guess when you try Dash that this is the soap that saves you cash. You'd never guess it, I say, because today's Dash is a better soap. You see, Dash piles up more energetic suds. Suds that are safe for colored washables. And you know what it means to have a lot of suds at work? Wash day is quick and easy. That's why you'd never suspect that Dash saves you cash. But because so much more soap is crammed into each package, Dash actually costs up to 20% less than other leading granulated soaps, claiming Dash results. And remember, if you don't get those famous Dash results, return what you haven't used, and your dealer will gladly refund your money. So very soon, for laundering and dishwashing too, get today's better Dash and save cash. Friends, if at any time your dealer is out of Dash, please understand that we're getting it to him as fast as we can, and he'll have a fresh supply soon. And don't forget to join the fun with Vic and Sade tomorrow, same time, same station. This is Gil Verber saying good day for Dash. Patriotic to help your grocers save paper bags and cardboard. Take your own shopping bag to the store.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.